Early one April morning, inmates at Indiana's Plainfield Correctional Facility found a fellow inmate unconscious in his bed.
He was barely breathing when we first tried to wake him up.
That's Andrew, a prisoner who asked us to use his middle name because he fears punishment from prison staff.
And for about 20, 25 minutes, the COs were trying to wake him up, couldn't wake him up at all. So finally they called the medical emergency.
Andrew says the prisoner who was unconscious is diabetic, and multiple inmates have reported that medications like insulin come inconsistently, if at all. Food has also been an issue, and both of those things can be serious problems for a prisoner with diabetes, which requires constant management.
It took the nurse about 5-6 minutes to get over here. They hit him in the arm with a glucose shot, then they hit him in the stomach with a glucose shot, and finally he kind of opened his eyes a couple times.
An officer insisted the inmate be taken to the infirmary. Inmates and their relatives say that while the coronavirus spreads in Indiana prisons, other health needs are not always being met. Dr. Kristen Doss, chief medical officer for the Indiana Department of Correction, disagrees.
There is no backlog in the provision of making sure folks have medications. And those services are critical, essential, and they have to move forward, and they are.
Doss says the department's healthcare contractor, Wexford Health Sources, has not reported significant staff shortages. She adds that some prisons received additional personnel from the Indiana National Guard. Even so, prisoners and their relatives seem especially concerned about diabetes meds. A prisoner housed in a different dorm at Plainfield reported a separate event about a diabetic inmate. He said the man was found unconscious and taken out on a stretcher. And an inmate at the Indiana Women's Prison says she's also had a problem getting treated.
They have been locked down in their cells for over 2 months.
Chiquita Armstead says her daughter asked repeatedly to be seen by prison medical staff because her blood sugar was really high. That can cause life-threatening complications if untreated. Days later, she got a letter. Armstead read it to me.
This is an extremely busy time for the medical staff. We ask that you try to manage your condition as best as you can with commissary medication. And we will see you in medical as soon as possible.
Armstead says she's repeatedly tried to contact prison officials for more information on her daughter, but has heard nothing back.
We're scared. They're not telling us anything, and they don't care about us.
During the pandemic, medical problems in prisons have been widely reported across the country, says David Fati. He heads the National Prison Project for the American Civil Liberties Union.
Most prison healthcare systems are barely adequate at the best of times.
Fati says healthcare contractors such as Wexford are driven by profit, which means they're incentivized to keep healthcare costs low.
Almost without exception, they are understaffed and under-resourced. And COVID-19 is going to stress those systems tremendously.
We asked Wexford for an interview, but the company did not respond. Meanwhile, the Indiana ACLU says it has received its own reports of medication problems and other healthcare issues in prisons during the pandemic. Fati says that makes sense. If you push on a rickety structure, it will probably crumble. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.